Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It's a warm to hot start to the weekend with isolated showers and thunder showers expected over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo in the northwest. Pretoria up to 31, Joburg 28, Mbombela 30, Emalahleni and Polokwane 29, and Rustenburg a high of 33 degrees.
In Grasmere on the N1 northbound, roadworks causing traffic restrictions. That's before the N12 Potchefstroom Highway exit.
A young female web designer has been arrested in Houghton on charges of child pornography and money laundering. Houghton police say she's the girlfriend of the man who was arrested in Midrand last week for being in the possession of an estimated 10 million child pornography images and videos. And air pollution in Bangkok has forced the closure of more than 350 schools. That's over 100 more than yesterday. Bangkok is the world's seventh most polluted city. Heavy vehicles have been ordered off the roads, while people are advised to work from home and stay indoors. And with that, looking at our business news. Microsoft says it aims to train a million people in South Africa with artificial intelligence and cybersecurity training opportunities by 2026. Reuters reports that Microsoft's national skilling initiative will include private companies, government and young people. President for Microsoft Africa, Lillian Barnard, was part of the company's AI tour in Joburg yesterday. And Asian markets rose this morning after a record day on Wall Street in response to Donald Trump's tax cut pledge. In a much-anticipated speech via video link at the Davos World Forum in Switzerland, the new president pushed for lower interest rates and said he would cut taxes for companies investing in the United States while imposing tariffs on those who do not. A dollar this morning trading at 18 Rand 44, a euro 19 Rand 26, pound 22 Rand 85 cents, gold at $2,772.07 per fine ounce, and oil prices extended yesterday's losses after Trump called on Saudi Arabia and OPEC to cut oil prices. Oil now at $78.26 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija de Souza, back with more news at 7.
It's back to the URC this weekend. All the South African teams will be in action tomorrow as the attention shifts away from the Champions and EPCR Challenge Cups. The Emirates Lions host the Vodacom Bulls in that big Yuske derby in Johannesburg. And that's at 2:45 tomorrow. The DHL Stormers face Lod Leaders Leinster in Dublin at 7:00. And Cardiff host the Hollywoodbet Sharks at 7:15. The World Sevens, the World Rugby Sevens series rolls into Perth for its third stop this weekend. The Blitzboks are in Pool A, so they'll take on the USA. That's at 8:20 this morning. They'll face Australia, the host, just before 2:00 this afternoon, and series leaders Argentina tomorrow morning. Madison Keys saved a match point before stunning world number 2 Iga Swiatek to set up an Australian Open final against two-time defending champions Aryna Sabalenka. Sabalenka recorded a commanding 6-4, 6-2 win over close friend Paula Bardosa. The men's semi-final currently on, the first of them, Alexander Zverev continuing his bid for an elusive first Grand Slam. Novak Djokovic is 4-3 up in the first set. The second semi-final will be defending champion Yannick Sinner, who beats American 22-year-old Ben Shelton. Manchester United's captain Bruno Fernandes scored a last-gasp winner to secure a 2-1 victory over Rangers in the Europa League. United up to fourth now on the table. Tottenham catapulted themselves into the top eight of the Europa League standings after holding off Hoffenheim 3-2 away from home. Lazio also stayed top of the standings with a commanding 3-1 home victory over Real Sociedad. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport. Jack Red FM plays more.